good afternoon's work for us today. I like the energy that the group came back out with. It's important that we move on from our last performance and prepare for the next one. It's a big improvement week for us individually and collectively. I thought it was a good start in that regard today. We got some guys working themselves back into participation in different forms of fashion. Shazier worked today in a limited capacity. We had some guys that had some bumps and bruises from the game we wanted to take care of. Nothing major, Matt Spaeth, Mike Mitchell. But again, we expect those guys to be back out here tomorrow. Mike Palmer's dealing with an ankle. Justin Brown was limited today. He's got a little thumb injury. We'll monitor those guys. But overall, from a health standpoint, we're doing pretty good. And we need to because we need to put a good exclamation point on the remaining work here in Latrobe. Any questions?
Talk about the remaining work in Latrobe. You have the Bills this week. What kind of different nuances is that going to help with?
You know, I just think we need to put these guys in as many challenging situations, uncomfortable situations as we can. And obviously working against an unfamiliar opponent in an unfamiliar scheme in a lot of instances in a practice setting, I just think raises the level of urgency. We'll get an opportunity to learn more about these guys. And that's what it's about. We want to put them in as many positions as we can to evaluate them and give them an opportunity to show what they're capable of.
It'll be good for the offense to go against a 4-3 defense in practice.
Yeah, and it'll be great for our defense to go against a mobile quarterback and some of the things that they're doing offensively. They're a good dance partner for us, if you will, because they do a lot of things a little bit differently than we do. So it'd be great to get in a practice situation and us to hone our skills against some of those things, and I'm sure they feel the same way about some of the things that we do schematically that's going to be helpful to them.
Like, what were your thoughts after reviewing tape of the game? Anything that looked better than you initially thought or worse?
Not really. You know, I had a pretty good ringside seat for it the other night. Again, like I said after the game, a lot of positives, a lot of negatives, things to build upon and get better. And I'm more concerned about how we do that and what our next tape looks like. I think we got a legitimate opportunity for guys to take a significant step between game one and game two, but that's nothing new. That's always the case.
Is that kind of always when the real separation takes
it,
place?
It is. If you're going to make a move, it's going to happen. There are no new surprises, speed of the game, environmental things, and so forth. Somebody's going to make a substantial move. It's going to happen this week.
Mike, last week I asked you about the remaining time in training camp and your challenge, and you said not enough time. As of today, you have even less time. What's your number one concern with the time that you do have remaining?
I'm not concerned about it in terms of watching sand creep out of an hourglass. I'm just trying to make the most of the moments. I want to feel the same urgency of the moments that I ask the guys to feel. What's most important is that we have a good, productive day today. And I think we did. We got some more meetings and things to do tonight. I try to feel the urgencies of the moment as opposed to just sitting around lamenting about the lack of time. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.